Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
He wanted to play.
He had no care in the world because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on.
How do you know?
I heard your words. I'm right
I said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. A year ago today was the debut of Dougie and Dave, which is now known as Dougie and the Boys. We've got Big Dave Mendoza. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, brother.
Next to Dave, we got Jimmy Drush. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey. Everyone,
and we got Jonathan Ramirez. Jonathan, how are you?
Feeling good. It's
another week of Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by our good friends at
Unsolicited role models you may not want, but you may just need,
which I was watching yesterday with my cousin. All right, so this week is Pro Bowl week, so we're going to recap the conference week. So we're going to recap the conference championship. Next week, we will preview the Super Bowl. So let's start with Jonathan, since he was on the bandwagon for the Detroit Lions since opening day. Did the 49ers win this game, or did the Lions lose this game?
The Niners definitely won this game. Now, you could say you can go for either or, depending on how you see it, because the Lions definitely gassed on defense and they gave up way too many easy plays. Purdy did step up though. Scrambled a little bit. He did get lucky on a couple of passes, but overall, Niners did what they needed to do to go and get the W.
All right, we're gonna go to Dave now because we know how Dave feels about Brock Purdy. Did he prove to you that he's a top quarterback in the game?
No, not yet. And I say this because if you actually watch that game, second half, the Lions completely fell apart. Guys were dropping balls left and right throughout that whole game. And the reason the Niners actually won that game was because yards after catch. A lot of those passing plays that he did was dumped at the line, maybe 2 yards down the line, and Debo, McCaffrey, whoever had the ball, went up another 15 to 20 yards to get up that field. Now, I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is a bad, horrible quarterback in the league, but I don't think he's one of those top-tier guys just yet. He still has a lot to prove. He still has a lot to show. And could he be sooner or later? Yeah, I mean, there's not that many quarterbacks in the league that I could say are great quarterbacks at this moment by themselves.
All right, we're going to head over to Jimmy now. Jimmy, you've seen it in the past with a young quarterback taking his team to the Super Bowl in Ben Roethlisberger. Do you feel like Brock Purdy has what it takes to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday?
Any given Sunday, really. I mean, is any given Sunday someone could win a game?
He could definitely do it. It just it's going to be the point of can he get over that pressure of being a Super Bowl? Because Patrick Mahomes, this is his what, 5th, 6th one. So it's his first. He's got a lot of pressure on him, but we've seen it time and time again where he's down and he comes back in the second half. He doesn't choke. He improves. They were down. What was it, 24-7? And yes, the Lions did give up. But he came back and won in the game. Yeah. And the defense didn't let him score any points till the end.
Because the way I look at this game is I felt like the Lions had it in the bag, but they weren't smart. I mean, you can mostly blame Dan Campbell for being aggressive and not taking the points when he had to. But like he said, he gambled and he lost. So I think the Lions proved to a lot of people that they could be one of those teams to return to the Super Bowl, but the Niners were on a mission since they lost against the Eagles last year. All right, heading over to the AFC side, Kansas City Chiefs once again. So, Dave, let's start with you. Patrick Mahomes, is he going to be better than Tom Brady when it's all said and done?
Here we go.
Dave, you're muted.
Dave, you're muted.
Better than Tom Brady, I'm not sure at this moment. All I can say is Patrick Mahomes is a whole different player in the playoffs. And when he showed it time and time again, I think he's proved to Jonathan the most that he doesn't really need Travis Kelce. He doesn't need Tyreek Hill because Rice stepped up big time for him. His legs moved around. He shuffled around that pocket. Every time somebody says, oh, he can't do it with a certain player, he shows that he can do it with another player at this point. And I can't knock the Chiefs at this moment. They're the underdog right now. I think they're hungry for coming in as the underdog. I don't see them as the underdog. I still see them as a favorite, whether Vegas wants to change that line or not. But I can't doubt them out. They're just too good in the playoffs.
So I thought Lamar Jackson had an MVP season. And then it just seemed like he disappeared within the playoffs. Where do we think we went wrong? Where do you think they went wrong? Jimmy, I'm going to go to you because you see the Ravens a lot as a Steelers fan. So what was the issue in Baltimore Sunday?
Stop running the ball. Big key. They stopped running the ball. They started running in the second possession they had when they scored. And then afterwards, they just stopped running. Like, no, run it. They're going to blitz you. That's all they did. That's all Kansas City's defense did was blitz, blitz, blitz. How do you solve the blitz? Easy. Run the ball.
All right, so I saw Dave shake his head. I want to know what that was about.
Listen, I think they ran the ball too much. Well, at least Lamar on his end ran the ball too much. You had OBJ on the sideline yelling about him running it too much. You've got good receivers. You need to switch it up. You need to go from running to passing. You need to keep the defense on their toes and not expecting a run every single time. He passed the ball to one player specifically, almost that whole game. All right? He got weapons all over, and he decided to throw it to one person and then use his legs the rest of the game. A team like that, they're going to get exposed sooner or later, and they did during that game, and that's why they lost.
Yeah, because I think he just kept going to Zay Flowers within the game, and then he fumbled it. He had that unsportsmanlike call. So to me, it's like, I think the Ravens just wasn't sure what was going to happen within Kansas City. They fell apart. They were all up here thinking, you know what, we're going to steamroll Kansas City, play the way we played, and they just fell apart. We're going to head over to Jonathan now. Jonathan, what do you think went wrong for the Baltimore Ravens?
I think it was more so like what Dave was saying. I don't think they got exposed, but I do think Lamar should have used more of his weapons. He was just going to Flowers the entire time. He didn't use OBJ until the fourth quarter. Like, come on. Like, when it became a time of desperation, OBJ had like three or four catches in succession, right? One right after the other. I'm like, why weren't you doing this the entire game? So I think the run was there. The run was fine because Gus was doing his thing. Justice Hill did his thing a little bit. It's just like Dave said. It's just Lamar was – he wasn't utilizing his weapons. And by the way, Dave, you saying that Patrick Mahomes proved me wrong, I don't know about all that because Kelce got 110 yards almost, a TD. Swift was in attendance. Come on, bro. Like, he still relies on Kelce so much. I don't think they would have won that game.
Does he rely on Kelce? Obviously, that's the guy who's been there the most, you know, his entire career. But if you watch that game, he went to Rice a lot. He moved the ball.
Yeah, he did. He
doesn't just rely on him. You know, last season we saw him rely on Kelce a lot, obviously. But he showed that he doesn't need to only survive on Kelce catching the ball. They made it to the playoffs, and Kelce played like garbage almost the whole season. And then Rice came out of nowhere, and Rice started stepping up for him.
Jonathan, you have anything to respond?
No, I'll give him that. Because Bryce did step up. He did step up during the playoffs. That first game, it was basically him doing like the heavy lifting. Rice, I mean. And Kelce was the one doing the heavy lifting this game. But I'm wondering if Pacheco is the one that, if the run game is the one that is the thing that stops the Niners or gets them by the Niners. Because they struggled with Gibbs and Monty.
I got some. Kadarius Toney. That guy, he was a curse on that team. He was a jinx, whatever. You guys could disagree and say, oh, no, he wasn't a jinx. He wasn't a curse. But as soon as they took that man off the field, they started winning games. They started playing 100 times better.
Yeah, I don't think he was a curse. I just think he wasn't.
It was just Butterfingers.
Yeah, it's the Butterfingers. Him being on the field was just a hindrance to them. Like, he did not get the ball thrown to him whatsoever.
Scantley caught most of the big catches they needed. Scantley was the guy who they went to.
Yeah.
So I feel like even the last play of the Baltimore game, he right there, and everybody knew, going right in his hands, and he didn't drop it.
Didn't Scantley only have like 40 yards that game? Come on.
Yeah, but still. Play? But he caught the passes where it was important. It was more important. Yeah, you had Kelce going off for 100 or something yards. Pacheco ran for a good chunk of that game. So is Patrick Mahomes getting help? Yes, but that's what a team's supposed to be like. It's supposed to not be on just a quarterback. It's supposed to be running the ball, passing it, and your defense playing tough.
So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, boys, it is our favorite game, the Immaculate Grid. We'll be right back. The Doug Survival Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice.
Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather some.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why did Trump fire Fauci? You could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things you can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get
Democrats.
Behind.
Thanks to Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, the by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Yvonne or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
it's the top team in Kansas City, which I'm afraid they're going to go on a run again.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they may go on a run.
And where it looks like they're about to go on a run again.
Yeah.
Didn't play well all season, and the playoffs come, it's a whole new ball game.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Ciravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Models you may not want, but you may just need.
So this looks like an easy one. You got the Steelers and the Patriots.
You think I care where players go after they leave the Patriots, bro?
Hey, it happens.
I can tell you the Patriots and the Texans is probably, Brandon Cooks?
Brandon Cooks is...
It is yep. Brandon Cooks.
No, it's not. We're going with someone else.
Oh, my God, Doug. You go. You got
Vince Wilfork.
Oh, no, that's a good, no, that's a good one, too.
Come on.
First round draft pick.
Patriots?
Mac Jones.
Yeah,
Mac Jones. Yeah, that's one you could do.
You go recent. Or even more recent than that was the cornerback.
Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah. First round draft pick for the Steelers.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, or Bush.
Or Ben.
Either
or. Let's go with Terry. Make it a throwback.
Terry was the only first round, number one.
Devin Bush was the first round.
Chargers first rounder. You could technically say Eli Manning.
Herbert. You can?
Justin Herbert.
You could do Herbert too.
Or Eli would count, right?
Eli would count. Just put Herbert just to be safe.
No, guys, you have to
just
play
put Herbert five. Just to be safe.
All right.
Because you don't know how technicality is going to work on that.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got that
off. Patriots, Green Bay.
This is a good one. I'm feeling like a tight end on this one. I don't know why.
A tight end? Ooh.
Maybe
Ben,
not.
Ben Watson? Oh, right?
It. Nope, he got it.
Ben Watson. He played for Green Bay?
He played for the Patriots.
I know he played for the Patriots.
He played all the way around.
Yeah, he's a journeyman. He's
been around.
Yeah. He's been tossed around like a salad. No dressing.
Tossed around? He's not there, bro.
No.
Fuck.
Wow.
I thought he did play for... I knew he played for the Patriots. I'm
trying to think. Freaking Steelers-Green Bay. That's going to be a tough one.
Steelers-Green Bay? I have no idea, man.
Steelers-Houston, I have one in mind. He's a corner. Steven Nelson.
Oh, yeah?
For Steelers-Houston. Steven Nelson.
What year is this?
How is it spelled? With a P or a V?
Steven Nelson?
Just put Nelson.
Just put it's Steven Nelson.
Yeah, but you got Steven with a P.
Just put Nelson in and see what the first one pops up.
What year?
That one. Nope. Down. Wait, hold on. Yep, that's it. Chargers, Houston.
Chargers.
Green Bay, Chargers. Oof.
Chargers in Houston. What the fuck?
I don't know, man. This one's hard.
That one's gonna be a tough one. That might be like an old school type of one.
Yeah, and probably like a lineman or a rusher. I don't know.
It's still Patriots Green Bay, Steelers Green Bay. It's gonna be like the hardest ones too.
Who played for the Patriots and Packers?
I always just said Randall Cobb, but that's not it because he just went to the Jets.
I don't even know. Patriots, Packers.
I think there's a receiver, but I'm trying to think of his name.
Wait, did Randall Cobb pay? No, he never paid for the Patriots.
No, he never paid for the Patriots.
Cowboys, Packers, and then Jets. Damn.
I don't know.
No, this is a tough one.
Dave, you don't know? You're the Patriot fan.
I don't care where they go. I can leave my Patriots, bro.
He only cares if it's the popper
person. I'm trying to think. What about they had another tight end, the Patriots?
No, nah, he was from Atlanta, though.
Mo Bennett?
No, the vet they recently had. He was a tight end, right, or a receiver?
Who?
The vet they picked up from Atlanta. I forget his fucking name. Smith?
Oh, no.
You know Smith?
Yeah, Geno Smith. I don't know if he's ever been.
I think he went to the Jets.
And then they had Gesicki, who's on Miami.
Yeah.
Steelers, Packers.
Hold on, there might be a quarterback maybe.
Quarterback.
McCoy maybe.
Colt McCoy.
He jumped around.
He played on Washington a lot.
But he jumped around.
Go ahead, put him on.
Who?
McCoy. Colt McCoy.
I don't know if he played for. I don't think he played for the Patriots though.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, backup. Yeah,
but he jumped around though.
He never played in New England.
Put Dobbs.
Dobbs never played in New England.
Put who's this running back for the Jets? Oh, put Mostert. Oh no, he was in the practice squad. Never mind, because he was on a bunch of teams, but he was on a practice squad.
Raheem Mostert, yeah, but I think he was only just like San Fran and like another team before he went to Miami.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this is. I don't know why I'm blanking. Oh no, wait, nope. I was thinking of somebody else, but he was a Chargers Patriots. He was a linebacker. Can't think of his name. He was only the Chargers and Patriots. I don't think he went to Green Bay. Dave, you muted.
I'm eating, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that.
That vote.
Craig Carton used to do that on The Fan. He'd be eating a bag of chips.
You hear him munching away. Crunch.
Chargers, Packers.
There is probably one that we're missing. And it's so obvious.
Antonio Gates.
No.
Steelers. Antonio Gates was always a Charger. He never went to Green Bay.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
No.
No.
Mike.
Who?
Cock.
Mike.
Oh, I know who he's talking about. Mike Kopp.
They got me stumped, bro.
Mike Kopp. This one's hard. No, there's no Mike Kopp.
Oh.
Sorry.
Didn't Van Noy go to the Chargers?
Who?
Van Noy.
Kyle Van Noy.
Put him on.
At this point, he played for the Patriots.
That's Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. No, never mind. Because I'm trying to.
I'm going with someone. I have no idea if this is correct. Mo Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, it might. You know what? You might get it.
No, nah, he's not.
He got it.
Mo Bennett. That was a tight end for the Patriots.
All right.
How about Steelers and Packers?
I'm trying to.
This is a Jimmy question.
I know. You didn't even answer your own question.
Chargers, Texans.
Chargers, Texans? Hmm.
Let's think backup quarterbacks. Usually they jump around.
Yes.
That's not big, but we didn't have a lot of backup quarterbacks. Like, we didn't really use them as much.
Chargers, Texans.
Because Dobbs never went to Green Bay.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor, yep. You can put that for
I don't know which one, but he jumped around.
No, I think Texans and Chargers. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Yep. But...
All right, now we got Green Bay, Steelers, or Chargers.
I contributed. Now I can go fuck off.
You can go eat now. Damn. Why am I going towards kicker for these two?
Where did Casey Hayward play?
Who's that?
Casey Hayward? You mean Cam?
Yeah, you mean Cam Hayward.
I know there was a Hayward with the Steelers.
Yeah,
but he stayed with the Steelers. No, they're both sons. You're thinking of the father. He played. I think he only just played for the Falcons. Well, the other two played for the Steelers. They both got drafted there.
Kicker.
I don't want. I'm thinking kicker, but I could be wrong.
Who was that punter in Green Bay?
Pat McAfee. Punter?
No, he played for the Colts.
Yeah, no. Jesus Christ. Oh, you have one?
Yeah, I played with him in Madden. I don't know if that's correct. I know he's on the Chargers.
What's his name?
Oh, I don't even know it.
Oh. Well, it's be nice.
It's J.K. Scott, but I don't know if his real name is Jake.
Look at the years.
Yeah, look at the years and see if you can remember. If he's playing the most recent Madden for you. Man, yeah, I can't. I'm blanking on the Steelers one. Oh, you got it. Who was it?
J.K. Scott.
Oh. Steelers in Green Bay. Who in the hell?
John Kuhn?
I would never. Nope.
Who else they had up there?
Brandon Cooks for Patriots Texans.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger.
McCoy was up there.
Corey Linsley.
Never would have got that one.
Tyrod, who we got?
Yeah, Tyrod, who we got? Yeah, no, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
They should have there on there like a Super Bowl type one. That would have been a good one to do. Or a Pro Bowl one.
Maybe that'd be next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Pro Bowl should be this week. The week. Pro Bowl should have been this
All
week.
All right, let's see. I don't see Eli on there.
No, Eli wouldn't have been on there. I think that it got redacted back when they both got traded back to each other. So maybe it would have been.
Well, he never played on the team.
Yeah, he never played
on the team. No, but he's a draft pick.
He was a draft pick, but he never played for them.
Because I'm on.
I wonder if that would have worked.
What?
Eli on the Chargers?
No.
No, picking Eli in the thing.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
You can always undo it and just type it in.
I don't know if you could undo it.
I think you can. You could do another one.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Football.
Oh, you went to baseball.
Yeah, it's already done.
Yeah, no, baseball. We can't do baseball. No, but I thought you could, like, redo it again.
Can you click the boxes? No?
Well, on here, I'm looking at all the players drafted by the Chargers.
So then probably not, because they got drafted back into each other, like.
And Eli's not on here.
Yeah, so no, then would have counted then.
Did he get traded or did they swap?
No, so he got drafted and then they traded each other's players.
Hold on, you know what? I'm gonna do that on my phone real quick.
And see if it works.
And see if he comes up.
Because I don't think that will, but you never know.
Because that is an interesting thing to wonder.
Yeah. But back to David say it, like, what I always had that question with Giants fans, and my buddy's a good one. What Eli Manning would have been as the same as Rivers or different if we got drafted to the Chargers?
All right, let's see what we got. Eli Manning. Guys?
It worked. Are you?
Yeah,
kidding
it worked.
Me? Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Because I guess the draft does technically count.
The system is rigged.
Well, he did technically get drafted to him. He just got traded.
Yeah,
but he did get drafted by them.
I don't know how technicality would have worked.
I'm glad we had Eli. I would not have wanted Philip.
You're crazy.
Yeah, but Philip would have freaking probably got you two champions.
Yeah, Philip Rivers is a very good quarterback.
Yeah, but. Come on.
He probably got you two champions.
I'm happy with Eli.
Fucking Costco.
Yeah, no,
oh, they called? My phone's on Do Not Disturb because we do a show live.
You. No, you called it. It's probably just for 8 hours. That's probably what it's for.
I don't know. I'm happy we have Eli. We won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but it's the what if Phil Rivers would have went there. He probably would have won two Super Bowls with them, too.
How do you know?
Well, your only thing you're taking out is Eli and putting Rivers in. Rivers probably had a good year with them. Rivers could have won two Super Bowls.
You don't know that.
It's hypothetical. We're saying hypothetically. You never know.
Well, you can't live in the past.
Yeah, the only thing I know that freaking Ben was better than both of them.
Rivers would have had a good defense, though, on the Giants.
Yeah, he would have. That's something we can't disagree on.
Some offense, too.
You don't know if the helmet catch would have been there.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't have been
true.
That was a big important play for them.
Yeah, that's Eli's dumb luck.
You don't know if he would have. You don't know if that exact same play would have been called.
He goes, Eli's dumb luck.
You're right.
You don't know if that same play would have. You don't even know if that same playbook would have been made up for him.
Nah, because it's Rivers, completely different.
We also don't know if that would be the same score or anything, or what it came down to. Who knows? It could have just been a blowout game.
Don't matter. Patriots lost, and that's all that matters.
Damn.
Patriots lost, and that's all that matters.
And vice versa, you think Eli would have had a good career at the Chargers, with the Chargers?
No. I think he would have I think he would have been like. He could have been like Drew Brees and got hurt and went to a different team.
He would have been in the back. I don't even think he would be known.
And look at Drew Brees.
Who?
Drew Brees. Oh. When he got, he was there as a starter. They let him go. And then Drew Brees became one of the top guys right after he left. He won a Super Bowl. So who knows what could really happen.
So we are going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, thanks to Jonathan, it will be our hot take. Jonathan has the hot take of the day. So we will be right back and we will do his hot take of the day, which is brought to you by Dougie's Political Hour. We'll be right back. Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Tomorrow didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
Wanted to play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. I heard your words. I'm right.
I said Watson.
No.
If they would have lost,
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
That'd be nice.
All right, boys. We back? We live? We live?
Yeah, we're back. We're waiting for you.
Oh, shit. My fault, guys. I'm sipping on this wine way too much. Sorry. Jesus. Anyway, hot take of the day. Brought to you by Dougie's Political Hour. So, the Houston Texans, they become an instant Super Bowl contender if they acquire Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry in the offseason. My thoughts are yes, they really do. They instantly become a top five team because CJ Stroud already showed how well he can do with his receivers and weapons, and with the mid-tier running back in Singletary. So imagine if you improve on that with Barkley or Derrick Henry. They literally become like the 49ers, and the defense is already there. Maybe not top five, but like top 10, 15-ish. But they literally become like the 49ers with a guy like Barkley or Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Texans shown that they have what it takes to be one of those top teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
They've proven it. And CJ Stroud is a great young quarterback. They have a great young system in place. They have D'Amico Ryans as their head coach. This team has what it takes to go far. And we all know Joe Burrow runs the AFC when he's healthy. But I think CJ Stroud could be that guy too. Your top quarterbacks in the AFC is Burrow, Mahomes, and this is in no order. Burrow, Mahomes, Jackson, Josh Allen. Josh Allen and CJ Stroud. So we're going to head over to Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Big Dave, what are your thoughts on Jonathan's hot take of the day?
I kind of agree with it. The Texans already have some weapons in wide receivers. To have a great running back, a strong running back that can get into the end zone. Now, I'm not saying their running backs aren't good right now. But to have a guy like Derrick Henry who can bulldoze his way through just about anything. Saquon, who's got some nice cuts to him. They can. I think they were potentially a threat this season. So to add another star like that, they could make a possible playoff run.
And let me add real quick. I would rather have Derrick Henry than Barkley, though. Ooh. Only because Barkley is, I know you guys hate this word, injury prone. He does get injured frequently. And he deals with issues with his leg issues. So I would rather have Derrick Henry than Barkley. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind both. Either of them is still a huge upgrade.
But who's the better back if Saquon wasn't injured?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think I still go Henry, though. I would still go Henry. Yeah. If Saquon doesn't get injured, I don't know. I would still go Henry.
I think Henry, his just physicality tops Saquon.
Yeah.
His stature. Saquon is a much smaller guy compared to him. So, yeah, I would agree with that. I think if the Texans also get another wide receiver, it'd be a great wide receiver. It'd be game changer for them. I think they'll win the division out, possibly make it to the Super Bowl. Whether they win or lose, I'm not too sure. But they can make a Super Bowl run because they have great receivers. Tank Dell's over there, a rookie, played amazing. Who was it? Nico Collins, I think it was.
Yeah.
He stepped up when Dell got injured.
Yep.
You add a third wide receiver to that and a good running back, there will be a threat to be watched for.
I agree. I think that's all they're missing. It's just Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry or Barkley. Well, as soon as they get that threat right there. And I don't know if they go to Super Bowl per se, but they do become a contender. Like I can see them, like the Lions. I can see them making it as far as the Lions to the AFC Championship game for sure.
Yeah, I can see that happening too.
Yeah.
Especially the AFC could be wide open.
Yeah.
But we saw it this year. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they ran it back, and they're playing in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Should be an interesting game. I think it could go either way, but let's take a throwback because with our picks, it looks like I got one of the teams in the Super Bowl, San Fran. Baltimore totally fell apart in that game. They looked lost. Philly, they got cold down the stretch. Buffalo was inconsistent throughout the year. Miami fell apart, too, down the stretch. Jonathan, the Chargers were complete shit. And then Detroit, they could have been there. They fell apart in the second half. They ruined my money parlay. I had the Chiefs, and then I had the Lions. So shout out to that. They gambled, and they lost. But let's go to Jimmy now, see what he thinks about the hot take of the day and if they will become instant Super Bowl contenders if they sign a running back.
Yeah, and if they sign both of them, yeah, but I think they're going to have problems with the defense. Offense is going to be fantastic. If they don't work out to get some couple key defensive players, it's just going to be a shootout each game with each team. And you don't really need that half the time. You need, like, your defense needs to lock down when they need to. Perfect example is the NFC Championship game. Detroit has arguably the best offense. And they were running down the field. Second half, freaking San Fran dominated that whole both quarters. Dominated.
They look like the Falcons.
Yeah.
On that 28 point lead.
Yeah, it was 24-7.
Yeah.
And San Fran was like, no more. Completely stopped until like the fourth quarter when Detroit had to score. They had to score a touchdown. They stopped them each turn. So for Houston, if they add a running back, that's great. Add more key pieces to that defense. The defense is young. Add more defensive weapons, and then you could probably contend with anybody.
Yeah, but I don't even think you have to add more defensive weapons because D'Amico Ryans was a middle linebacker, and he's a defensive head coach. So they already have a great system in place, realistically.
Offensively, they do.
Their defense wasn't that bad.
How many points they let up against Baltimore? Oh, 22.
You're acting like that's a lot.
That is a lot.
22?
We're going to score not 10 points.
22 points? Hold on. You're acting like that's a lot. 22 points is not a lot, though.
But Baltimore scored 22, and they can only score 10. And it wasn't even their offense.
So how is that the defense's fault, that the offense didn't put up points? In Baltimore, in a cold stadium, in the playoffs. No excuses, but they play indoors.
Okay, but doesn't matter. They played around the world in freaking college and everything. They played every cold stadium. Should be no excuse.
I never said it was an excuse, but I'm just saying. A team with no playoff experience playing in the cold. Come on.
So do I.
Come on.
I get it. I played football. I traveled around and everything. I played football.
Are you professional?
No.
So how do we know that they experience matters?
Yeah, of course experience matters. But also, too, if your defense cannot stop the offense, it's going to be a long day for you and your offense because your offense is getting tired. If you cannot stop the opposition.
How many of those points were touchdowns?
Of what, Baltimore's? Or yes. Houston?
Baltimore's.
Of touchdowns, probably at least I had to look back to maybe like two or three.
All right.
Maybe two.
So that defense didn't hold them?
But did they lose the game? But they kept going down the field half the time, and the offense was getting tired for going back on.
Now, Jimmy, for that game, I think it was more so Ravens defense playing a part. Texans offense couldn't get it going because of the Ravens defense.
Yes.
The Ravens did have a very good defense.
Okay. So then the defense should have been like, okay, we gotta stop this guy somehow. They didn't do their job. I'm just saying they have to add a couple more pieces.
Lamar Jackson
hold him to zero. It's a playoff. All right.
The score was 34-10. They played well, and then the fourth quarter they gave up 17 points. So it was a close game till the end. Lamar Jackson threw for 152, and he ran for 100.
That's bad for defense. For him to throw over 100 and to run over 100?
But he was playing phenomenal the whole year except for the game against Kansas City.
So why did he stop? Why did
he went up against a great defensive team in Kansas City. Kansas City's team this year has been more about defense than it has been about offense.
And that's my big take for
defense. They would have stopped them, but no, Kansas City stopped.
That's my big take for the Super Bowl, because if Chris Jones and that front come after Purdy, I'm sorry, Purdy's throwing interceptions.
Well, not if they do like a short game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just dump it off real quick. Yeah, that's what Kansas City did against Baltimore. They dumped it. That whole front was coming for him. He just dumped it off. That ball was out of his hands within 2 seconds. That's what Purdy has to do.
I don't know. I think that 49ers offense is becoming predictable at some point.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, because they're going to be blitzing a lot. They're like the number – they like three – team that blitzes,
yeah. But
so how do you? Like, it's like, how do you stop the blitz?
With me, the Niners.
I got Christian McCaffrey back here. I mean, come on.
The Niners' offense is predictable, Dave. But it's the players that make it. They make it work. Like Depo. Like I remember, one of the commentators during the championship game, they mentioned, "Oh, Kyle Shanahan, 19 out of the 20 something or so plays that they have." Are drawn with Debo in mind. He has to be on the field. Debo is a big part, of big reason why.
And I think George Kittle will have a big part of that game.
Because
literally he's gonna block real quick and then go out to the flat, and they're gonna have to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think
George Kittle hasn't shown up all season. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, he hasn't really done much, but he's impactful. Like crucial moments, he's shown up, but he hasn't really done much.
Yeah, like, just like Scandal. Scandal wasn't that good, but he came up moments when he needed to come up.
Yeah.
Kansas City won that game with a lot of defensive players out.
They did. That is.
They didn't have their center out in there either.
Huh?
And their center. They didn't have their center in there.
So imagine if they get a full healthy team for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's if I don't know, because there's a mixture of him, like he's really hurt. They're saying, and who knows about Chris Jones, because he was limping off the field.
That guy is playing.
Yeah, he's gonna play, but if he gets hurt one play, like first play of the game, it's gonna be a long day for that front, because he's a crucial part of that defense.
We shall see.
I think it's gonna be like a 20-23 game.
I hope not.
It's going to be like that.
Must be nice. We lost Jimmy.
31-24, Kansas City Chiefs, baby.
31-24? I like that. That'll be a good game.
So I would like to see the Niners win, just because I like Brock, and I think it's a great storyline. But
Swifties to lose?
Huh?
You want the Swifties to lose?
No, I got the Chiefs winning, but I want to see Purdy win. I hate when teams go back-to-back.
Yeah. Even if Purdy wins, he's not going to get the respect that he deserves.
What, you kicked me for freaking saying the truth? No, I'm kidding.
No, that wasn't me. We lost you.
We lost you, Jimmy.
Nah.
Maybe it was his grandmother kicking him out.
Yeah, you would have saw her.
Must be nice.
All right, so we do have some announcements to make. So we are going to be producing a vlog for my cruise, Anthem of the Seas. So that's coming out when I get back from the cruise.
What was the vlog called? Sorry.
Dougie's Cruising Vlog number 2.
Okay. I think you said Anthem of the Seas.
Yeah, that's the ship.
That's
the ship. And then the day of the Super Bowl, we are going to be making – I'm going to come over. We'll have my mics out, and we'll be doing commentary. It's not going to be –
You're going to have your mic out? You son of a bitch.
Pause.
No, the microphone. We're gonna just do commentary. It's us with the boys watching the game. It's not gonna be question and answer podcast, and that will be pre-recorded. And I will be producing that the day I'm on the ship. So that Thursday there will still be a time slot at 3:30 for Dougie and the boys, and it will be our commentary of the Super Bowl.
A lot
of
editing out. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a free for all. I'm not editing anything.
You're going to have it there for like 4 or 5 hours?
No, it's not going to be 4 or 5 hours.
Listen, there'll be certain things going to be said. You need to edit it out.
We might go a halftime show and then it end.
It's going to be, it may be our typical hour and a half show, or it's just going to be a halftime thing.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Wait, for the Super Bowl?
Yes. You know how Barstool sometimes does it?
Hold the fuck on real quick. And Miss Usher performing? Fuck out of here, bro.
We all know we'll be outside.
It's gonna be our regular. It's not gonna be our regular show. It's gonna be an hour and a half, probably hour and a half, whatever we do.
Yeah,
we'll be outside while fucking half the women are gonna be downstairs for Usher.
But you know how Barstool works.
Yeah,
and how they do their own show and they commentate games, and you have Frank the Tank getting upset.
Yep, all of them sitting down watching the game.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Be upset. Because you kind of look like Frank the Tank a little bit, so you take that honor.
No, I don't. How do I look like Frank the Tank?
Pale white skin with a freaking blondish beard, glasses.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't overreact to things, and I'm not emotionally attached like he is.
That's crazy.
Just like you don't get attached to players.
I don't.
Yo, Dave.
So Joe Burrow sucks then.
Cheers to the bullshit, bro.
Joe Burrow doesn't suck. He had a fluke of the season in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. Keep talking. Whatever you want to say.
There it is.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, a lot of guys are still out there. They're still out there.
For what?
Free agency. No one's been signed. Even when we talked about it 2 weeks ago, guys are still available. We'll be right back.
No, I did not.
That shit should have never been called on, like, by head coaches.
Top team in Kansas City, which I'm afraid they're going to go on a run again.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they may go on a run.
And where it looks like they're about to go on a run again.
Yeah.
Didn't play well all season, and the playoffs come, it's a whole new ball game.
Somewhere the Devils blew this game. Another game giving up 5-plus goals. And it's frustrating. And I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, you can't make these sloppy turns.
Wait, you're on a run?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. After starting, wait, what were you? 1-6?
Oh, fuck.
Now you're on a run?
Yeah. You
oh,
might,
my
wait.
God.
We won 3.
But it's wrong for me to say the Patriots are going to go on a run.
First round picks. Yo, Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. Step it up real quick. You made my point. Step it up real quick.
But he's definitely not what the trophy is going to have.
But that's not the point we're making.
You say in the beginning of the show.
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay World Series.
Don't even go there, first of all.
We have the clip.
Yes.
Oh,
they oh,
must be nice.
Be here.
Must be nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We just want to thank you for supporting the Doug Saravo Show, Saravo Broadcasting, and all those involved with Saravo Broadcasting. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting, the Doug Saravo Show. So, before we get into MLB offseason, which has no one's been signing, you had Otani, Yamamoto, and Soto been traded. That's just about it. I just want to congratulate my dad for winning our Madden Super Bowl, Super Bowl 58. The Buffalo Bills defeated the San Francisco 49ers by a score of 22 to 20. Going into the fourth quarter, I had a 20-3 lead against the Buffalo Bills. Somehow my dad came back and won that game. So congratulations to my dad for beating me in the Super Bowl. It was a tough game. I had the lead. I thought I won. Some mishaps. Brock Purdy, every time I got pressure from the Bills defense, my dad, he threw an interception. Purdy threw three interceptions, and it has me thinking, I agree with Dave.
Oh, fuck.
If the Chiefs defense pressures Purdy, watch him turn the ball over.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's how many times they're going to do it. Because they're going to do it decently a lot to go after him. But the problem is going to be it's going to leave that middle wide open for that split second. So, like my dad used to say, you live by the blitz or you die by the blitz.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. All right, so pitchers and catchers report sometime this month. It is February 1st. Well, first of all, let's give a big congratulations to Tom Brady. He did retire a year ago today. I remember driving my pallet jack, Dave is clamping, and he came to me. He said, yeah, Brady retired. That's when we debuted Dougie and Dave. So it's amazing how there's all these top free agent pitchers, and they still have no contract. Dave, are we going to see Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery go anywhere anytime soon?
So I know I'm going to hear from Dougie, but
oh, here we go.
I do think Blake Snell is going to be a Yankee. I think they had a contract negotiation. I think they're going to work something out, and he's going to be there.
No, but he does have a point. If anything, it would be the Yankees. It's going to be a top market team because of what the Dodgers did this offseason. They literally broke the market. So these players and they're having their agents speak to these teams and probably asking for a certain amount of money because the market has been reset now. To a certain extent, obviously it's not as high as Ohtani and his little friend over there. But
yeah, but it's taking forever, don't you think, Jonathan?
Yes, negotiations. It is. They still have some time left.
When does spring training start? April?
The games start in March, but pitchers and catchers report maybe 14, 15 days away.
Yeah.
So, like, towards the end of February, pretty much.
Yeah, they still got some time left. Yeah.
I mean, it could be they're waiting on something, or maybe they just feel comfortable with their teams. Who knows, honestly?
Teams, they're free agents.
I'm saying the teams feel comfortable with what they have right now. That's what you could say. Because if they feel comfortable with the people they're bringing up, who knows? But
I think other teams are trying to make a statement, and they're saying, we're not the Dodgers. We're not paying you. We're not overpaying you.
No, I agree.
This is what you're going to get, and if you don't like it, find it somewhere else.
That's exactly it right there.
I feel like that's any sport nowadays, because it's like Steph Curry got paid the highest freaking guard, and then everybody else wants more money after him. Patrick Mahomes got that big payday, and now every other quarterback wants to get paid. Patrick Mahomes is the eighth highest paid quarterback right now.
There's an issue with that because, after Patrick Mahomes got that big payday, a lot of quarterbacks got their payday as well. Deshaun Watson got the hugest payday of football player. And
guaranteed.
Now teams are realizing, hey, we're not paying you guys that much anymore. No. And other sports are starting to be like, why should we pay you that much? if you can possibly be injured.
I think Patrick Mahomes is worth it and everything because he's showing why he he's like Brady. Brady was the 13% of the Patriots funding of like who they signed players. Patrick Mahomes is the 18% of that. So you can see the similarities of them too. They're pretty much taking pay cuts or low pay to bring players in. So other teams,
we also got to realize that it's baseball. There is no salary cap.
Yeah, you can spend whatever you want.
But maybe but like he said, because they're not the LA freaking Dodgers. They're like a mid-grade team that could, you know, potentially go far, or like they're actually rebuilding.
Listen, I get the Dodgers spending big money, but if we look at pitchers that teams have spent big money on, DeGrom, Verlander, even Ohtani right now. Ohtani's dealing with the injury; he can't pitch for a whole season. Yeah, why should I go out and pay a big pitcher money to possibly be injured again?
Yeah, we don't know. It's the what if game. Because what if, you know, if they get hurt and then it's like, shit, well, we just paid this guy all this money to be out one season. It's like,
well, it's the Jonathan game. What if?
Yeah, literally.
What if he gets hurt?
That's exactly what it is. So what like if? With Tua.
And look at that. He didn't even.
Yeah, Tua played a good season this year. He might get comeback player of the year or might go to somebody else.
Tua didn't even need to get hurt. He just needed a hit on the team. Tyreek Hill.
No, he had a hit last year on the team and then he got hurt. He needed
Come
a
on, line. We all know DeMar Hamlin's going to win comeback player of the year.
I don't know because it's changing a lot.
I hope so.
It's changing a lot because
it's already locked.
I think Baker's up there. Joe Flacco's up there.
Bro, it's a lock.
But we'll see.
They're giving it to Hamlin.
Do we want to talk about the awards? Like, who do we think they are who's going to get what?
We can do that.
I don't have the list in front of me.
First show, so,
I mean, I think we could just say like who we think for this.
Well like DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah, we could talk comeback player of the year.
Lamar Jackson's getting regular season MVP.
Who, Lamar?
There's no doubt about it that Lamar.
I think MVP. So too, but I feel like this because I know they don't include the postseason in their things, but I feel like. For me, it should be Josh Allen because that team went 6-6, and after that, he helped that team get into position to be the 2 seed and everything. Because Baltimore was only
Lamar Jackson
in that driver's seat to win.
Lamar Jackson getting his team to the 1 seed did absolutely nothing.
But they weren't down. They only had 4 losses. They lost a lot of games that they should have won.
Because Lamar Jackson played his ass off during the regular season.
Because he's that good. Remember this, Jimmy. No one fucking wanted him. No one wanted him. Say no, it's okay. We don't want him anyway. He's not worth that much money. Blah blah. And look what he did this season.
So Lamar,
he's definitely worth the money he's getting paid.
Lamar.
Listen, I'm not taking nothing from Lamar. Lamar is probably going to get it.
Now you're just saying that because you're a Steelers fan. You hate your division rival.
Did I say that?
No, come on.
I wanted Lamar then to beat freaking Kansas City, but I didn't get what I want. I didn't get what I wanted. But I'm just saying, watching the sport and watching the players, Josh Allen, well, the team was 6-6. What was Lamar and them? They're at least 10-2.
Yeah, but most of those wins from Baltimore came from Lamar.
Without Lamar, they're nothing.
Lamar did nothing, so then he deserved the award then.
Oh my, you totally misunderstood what I said. I said without Lamar, they are nothing.
Without Josh Allen, they're that. Nothing either.
Doug, I like that. You gotta like
come on
clip that shit.
Yeah, we're gonna clip that and share it.
Yeah, but look, listen, even with Josh Allen, if he was out, they weren't going nowhere.
Oh no, don't make up that no. The poll.
So you're saying if Josh Allen was gone, the other Allen that took over? Now,
the whole Bills team is inconsistent.
They were 11. They were 6.
The whole Bills team is inconsistent.
Says the guy who was calling the Bills the hottest team in the NFL.
They were, but without they are. They were, but they'd be fine without Josh Allen. They'd be fine without Josh Allen. Josh Allen did not lose them that game against Kansas City, though. That defense let them – every time Josh Allen took the Bills down the field and they scored, the Chiefs let Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs back in it.
You mean
realistically.
But you said the same thing for freaking the Baltimore game. They went down the field. The defense let them have down the field. Lamar Jackson didn't really do nothing that game, in that AFC Championship game. They got dominated freaking front and back.
But that doesn't take away his MVP season.
But you don't think that Josh Allen should be recognized or maybe should win? Because the team was 6-6, and they won 5.
The Bills would have been a good – the Bills are a good team without Josh Allen.
Who did they win against?
No, they were not. They were a property franchise before he even came in.
They made the playoffs with Ryan Fitzpatrick. They made the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor. Yes, they did. And they lost to Jacksonville. Get your facts straight.
That was Tyrod Taylor.
Hold on, Jimmy. What's the criteria for you?
What's your criteria for MVP? Because last time I checked, I don't think Ben Roethlisberger ever won the regular season MVP award.
Rob Roethlisberger never put up numbers that freaking Josh Allen puts up.
Or Lamar Jackson.
Lamar put up.
Huh?
He never put numbers that Lamar put up.
Because to me, it shouldn't really
matter. Rushing yards, no. I could say the throwing yards.
Yeah, but that Buffalo team, at one point, their run game was amazing.
Yeah.
Their passing game was Lamar took that team, the Baltimore Ravens, and he led them there mostly with his legs and some of his throwing.
So it's the same thing when he won the 2018 one. He did most of the running.
He took over that team. He was the most valuable player on that team.
Are you saying Josh Allen wasn't?
Because the Buffalo's defense would help him out, try to bail him out.
The Bills also have James Cook. Josh Allen is not the Buffalo Bills. He's a great player. He's a face of them. Baltimore but without has Josh Allen, Josh Allen has a good out. Team around him. Lamar Jackson is the Baltimore Ravens, and this is me saying it as a big Joe Burrow guy and someone who also likes to see the Bengals win. Lamar Jackson is your MVP of the 2023 NFL season, whether you like it or not.
I said he's going to win it, but I feel like Josh Allen deserves some credit towards it. It's not all about, the record or what he did. They were in a prime position to go into the playoffs.
Hold on. If that's the case, CJ Stroud should be above Josh Allen.
Yeah.
From three wins.
He got them to where they were that far, CJ Stroud himself.
Yeah.
He's up there. Okay, sure.
So I would put CJ Stroud over Josh Allen anytime for this season's MVP.
For this season, I'll still have Josh Allen over him. I would still have Josh Allen over his. Because if you have it where with 1 minute left on the clock to go down the field and get you a touchdown,
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
No. I'm saying these two players, CJ Stroud or Josh Allen. Who would you want?
CJ Stroud.
I'd probably take CJ Stroud the way he was.
I would take Josh Allen. You're gonna take a guy that's in rookie season and he's gonna make mistakes, and he has made mistakes.
And Josh Allen is like year 6 and 7 and makes mistakes.
Josh Allen last season didn't make mistakes. Diggs didn't even want to play with him last season because he was throwing like a bum.
But he still played with him, and what happened? Listen, Josh Allen made that team to where they are now, to where they were in the playoffs.
Yo, Jimmy,
6-6.
Jimmy,
and beat Dallas, beat Miami to win the division. They freaking played teams out their minds, and they won games.
All right, and forget about James Cook. Forget about their top defensive players. It's just the Josh Allen show.
You're saying the same thing with freaking Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has to
because it's true. Defense. It's true.
Lamar Jackson has
he lost his running back at the start of the season. Did he or did he not? He lost his tight end. J.K. Dobbins went down on game one to an injury.
And you still have Gus Edwards as still was a top 5 running back this year.
He lost his tight end too. Lamar Jackson.
Mark Andrews. He lost Mark Andrews, and he made Isaiah Likely look like the the second coming, bro.
Yeah, but you're telling, and then they look at freaking Josh Allen, make Kincaid when Dawson Knox went out for the freaking six games. Kincaid was looking like a freaking Pro Bowl tight end.
Because I wouldn't Allen. Say all that. I wouldn't say all that. Kincaid had a couple good games. Stop muting me,
dog, because you don't want to hear it. You're
he had a couple good games. Come on. He was not
games.
Playing.
He had a lot of good games.
Come on.
When Dawson Knox went out, he took over. And then he took over that freaking receiving core. That's why they're winning a lot of games, because he had more trust with freaking Kincaid. Both of them, I'll say this so we could settle an argument. Both of them are going to be 1-2.
I can name a couple players that I'd put above him. Fucking Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, Puka Nacua.
For MVP?
Puka Nacua took over that team and said, "Listen, this is my team now." Come on.
Tyreek Hill.
I mean, we're saying towards because Tyreek got hurt towards the end. So I
Tyreek Hill got hurt for what? One game?
And he still had 1,800 fucking yards.
He didn't say 1.5 because he was weird. In that Tennessee game, he was in and out.
Yeah, because he hurt his ankle and he still went back in the game. You're telling me that's not MVP season?
Dude, he had 1,800 yards. That's
I know. He almost, if, like I, and my prediction almost came true. That if he would have had 2,000 yards, he would have been MVP.
Yeah, he would have definitely.
I was this close. But listen, number one and number two is Lamar and Josh Allen. Lamar's going to win. There's going to be no question about that. Lamar's going to win.
All right, so I want to finish the show with the playoff projector. We're going to do the NBA playoff bracket. We're, I think, halfway through the season. So
we're almost at the All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
I think the NHL starts there this week, I think.
Yeah, All-Star week is this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a surprising season. You got the Timberwolves in first place in the West. Jonathan's Thunder are rolling, so Celtics are rolling. Knicks have been rolling. Knicks. All right, so I'm gonna do the play-in games, and then we'll get to the West and the East. So we got the Mavericks playing the Pelicans, and we got the Jazz playing the Lakers, the Magic playing the Heat, and the Hawks playing the Bulls. I'm gonna start with the West. I like the Mavericks to win the first game just because of Luka. And Kyrie, they're playing well this year together.
I think I could agree with that one.
Whoa. They're playing what?
They're playing well this year.
Oh, shit, bro. All they said was the season.
Damn, Jonathan Smiles. Remember the Oregon last year.
Oh, shit, bro.
Last year it didn't work.
Oh, my God.
This year it did.
All right, Jazz Lakers, just because they've been a mess this year, I have to go with the Jazz over the Lakers on this one.
I would probably go with the Lakers.
That's what you said last season.
I will go with the Lakers.
I would go with the Lakers on that
one. Yeah, bro, the Lakers are literally like the Chiefs of the fucking NBA. Like,
if they get in the playoffs, they have a chance.
Yeah, as soon as they get in the even if they get in the play-ins, then they're gonna start making a run.
Yeah, anything.
All right, Magic Heat. I like the Magic in this one. The Heat have been very inconsistent this year. I see that.
But they're the same thing as the Chiefs, though. They play good, and Jimmy turns into freaking to God. It's crazy to me.
He turns into MJ, just like that's his dad.
Yeah, to his son.
Hawks and the Bulls. I like the Hawks.
I go with the Hawks.
I go with the Hawks.
I like the Hawks.
All right, playing round two, Jazz Pelicans. I think the Pelicans would win that one.
Pelicans.
And then Hawks and the Heat. I think the Heat will win that one.
They say, look, the Heat. All right, God, I think closer to this.
All right, first round matchup, Jonathan. Timberwolves, Pelicans. Who wins that?
Timberwolves.
All right. David, Nuggets, Kings. Who wins that one?
That'd be a good series.
I'm going to go with the Nuggets, though.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Jimmy, Clippers, Suns.
Oh, damn, that's a hard crazy one. Yeah.
Fudge, you give me the hard one.
Because Clippers are on a fucking tear, bro.
I probably, you know what? Give me the Clippers. They're probably really good.
Yeah, I think the Clippers work well together. They finally figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thunder, Mavs. I like the Thunder.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Jonathan, Celtics seat.
Oh my God.
I don't like doing this, but I'm gonna take the Heat. I'm gonna take the Heat.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna take
the Damn.
Heat. Damn. Nah, the Celtics. Tatum likes to choke, bro, in the playoffs.
I know, but man, they've been playing.
What
really
he said
good.
About? That's what he said about the Nuggets.
Yeah, round one, they're done. All right, Cavs, Sixers. I like the Cavs to win this one. Yeah, Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell has been playing great basketball. I think he has 17 40-point games for Cleveland.
Nah, he's playing good, but it's not. It's
if
not
Embiid's
be
playing, I'm sorry. I'll go to Sixers.
Yeah, it's not going to be enough.
Well, Embiid has five more games left, and he won't be eligible for MVP.
Five PTO days left, like Dave put it earlier.
All right, Knicks, Pacers, Dave.
Oh, that's tough. I'm gonna go with the Pacers if Hallie's healthy. You.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
Nah, I think the Knicks will beat them.
All right, Magic, Bucks, Jimmy.
Give me the Bucks.
All right, time for round two. Nuggets, Timberwolves, David.
God.
Whoa. I'm going to go Timberwolves.
Wow, beat the champions. They're playing real good right now.
They're hungry.
They are.
Another they're one of young team too. On that team.
Jonathan, Clippers, Thunder.
I'll go with...
Say it.
Yeah, you know.
Say it. Say
my
it.
Boy Russ, baby. I'm going to go with the Clippers. Let's go. You know, I got to stick with my boy Russ, man. He got that drive, that determination. You know what I'm saying?
Doug, I got this one. I'm going with Cavaliers.
No, I was going to give that to you, Jimmy.
Well, I would probably go with the Heat.
The Heat.
Yeah, I would pick the Heat over the Cavs too.
All right, Pacers, Bucks. Honestly, I like that move of Siakam.
Yeah, I really do.
I got the Pacers beating the Bucks. Conference.
Something new.
Yeah, conference finals.
Well, not really because we have the Heat still in there.
All right. Is this going to be collective?
We could do that.
All right. East side. I like the Pacers.
I like the Pacers. Yeah, I like the Pacers as well.
So I'll go with the Pacers.
Jimmy settles.
Yeah.
I'll say the last, but that's fine with me.
All right. Well, the West, I like the Timberwolves.
I agree.
I got to stick with my boy Russ.
You know what? Just to see how it's going to go, I'll go with the Clippers.
All right. So that's a tie. All right. Dave and Jonathan, rock, paper, scissor.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Virtual?
Yeah.
I might virtual lag.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I might lag. I don't know.
We're going to do rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
Rock, paper.
So, timer, yeah, ready. Go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Scissors?
All right, go again. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
That was off.
All right, ready? Rock, paper, scissor, shoot.
Yo,
all right, ready?
Hey, turn sideways. There you go. I was going to say turn sideways.
Rock, paper, scissor, shoot. Yo, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
All right. Rock, paper, scissor, shoot.
You got it. John, Clippers.
All right, so we got the Clippers?
Yeah.
It'll be like the first time going there, right?
Yeah, that'll probably
be the first time going there.
All right, so our NBA final matchup is the Pacers and the Clippers. I like the Clippers.
I like the Pacers.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Clippers.
Jimmy?
Do I fuck you guys? Nah, I'll go with the Clippers.
So it's a tie?
No, it's not. You said Clippers.
Oh, 3-1?
Yeah. You said Clippers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm Clippers.
You might have seen another round of rock, paper, scissors.
I know. I didn't want that freaking monstrosity.
Imagine the Clippers finally going.
Yeah, the first time going. I mean, you have a good stacked team, so I mean.
Yo, that'll be a good ending for Russ, for real.
I don't know. I feel like some of that's like could happen, but
yeah, it's pretty
tough. I think the Heat kind of is gonna drop off a little bit because they don't have a good player, especially they got rid of was it Lowry?
Yeah, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, he's over somewhere else.
Yeah, but he didn't do nothing while he was on that team. Come on.
Yeah, but last year he was a key part of that team, though, last year in the playoff run.
Yeah, but this year he hasn't done jack.
Yeah, but he's a sixth man off the bench.
Exactly. And his
Kevin Love was better last year doing that. But I feel like teams just got better this year. Like, the Pacers got better. The Knicks got a lot better. Boston got a lot better, which I'm surprised. I can see Boston.
You are right. You are right about that.
Yeah, I think Boston, because they added Porzingis and another player, and what are they, like, freaking 30-something and, like,
8? They got Derek White over there. He's very
underrated. Yeah, like, they're playing really good over there. So I wouldn't be surprised. Even when they're down by, like, 10 to 20 points, they somehow managed to come back.
Well, we got hockey.
Yeah, we got hockey, guys.
So it's between me and Doug.
No, I want them to guess and just see what they got.
Okay.
All right.
Logos.
Yeah, go off the logos. Whichever. All right, Jonathan. All right, Jonathan. Blues Canucks.
Blues Canucks.
Yeah.
I like Canucks because the way that team sounds.
They're actually playing good this year,
too. They are. Canucks. All right, Dave. Kings Avalanche.
This is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I'm going to go Avalanche.
I was going to go with that one because they are playing good. They're playing like they did a couple years ago.
Damn, Dave, we 2-0.
Are you giving me this one?
Yeah, Golden Knights Oilers.
Oh,
I like the Golden Knights, bro.
I'm going to go with the Oilers because they're playing a lot better this year.
Yeah, they are.
How did they finally get over the hump?
All right, Jets Stars. I like the Stars.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
All right, Jonathan, Bruins, Detroit.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with the Boston Bruins. That's my dad's team.
That's a good one, yeah. I would go with them. They finally get over the first down. Yeah.
All right, David, Rangers, Maple Leafs.
Oh, we got that's tough.
The New York Rangers.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
He ain't clicking on that.
All right, Panthers, Lightning. I like the Panthers.
I like that one.
Jimmy, Flyers, Hurricanes.
Oh, God. I don't want to see him in there. Give me the Carolina. Give me the Hurricanes.
Damn.
Get the Flyers right out of there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pick the Flyers because they could fly away.
Nah, the division rival. I gotta stay out. Doug, you good?
Wow. No, that thing froze.
And then I'm going to pick the Devils. Oh, wait, they're not on there.
Must be nice, right?
Yo.
All right, Canucks Oilers, Dave.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
I'm going to go Oilers.
Yep. That's a good one.
Jonathan, Stars, Avalanche.
I'm going to go with the Stars.
Well, that's an upset right there.
So you always got to go with an upset.
True. Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing that, but you always got to go with an upset.
All right, Jimmy. Panthers, Bruins.
From Boston. Give me the Brewers.
Boston.
Yeah, my dad will be proud, bro.
Hurricanes, Rangers. I got the Hurricanes.
I figured that's what he wanted. He wanted. I knew that he wanted that one.
All right, Jimmy, Stars, Oilers.
I say they break it. I say the Oilers.
Jonathan, Bruins, Hurricanes.
Oh, with the Bruins.
All right, this got to be collective. I guess the last one.
All right, the Stanley Cup. I like the Oilers.
All right, so click Oilers first. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, uh-oh. I like that. I like the way you're thinking.
As suspense.
So then go to Dave.
Dave already picked. Go ahead, Jimmy.
No, I didn't pick.
No, he didn't pick. It was Doug who picked first.
Oh, okay.
I got Boston.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I already know where it's going. Give me the Oilers.
Jonathan?
I'm going to go Boston, baby.
So now David?
Tough game. Tied up 1-1, going back to, what's that, Boston?
Going back to Boston.
Yeah, for game five.
I'm going to go Boston. Game five at home.
All right, game six. If Boston wins, they win the cup. Jimmy.
Shit.
Let's take it to game seven.
Oh, fuck. You really
Jonathan,
up to me?
Jonathan, who wins the cup?
Do you know what Jonathan's going for?
Boston's home.
Boston's home.
Boston's getting that cup, baby.
I figured that was coming. I like the way he said that, Dave. I like that.
Not bad, boys. Not bad.
But still, I mean, there's still plenty of hockey left. So I mean,
yeah, there is.
Yeah, the Devils, a lot of teams that are in that wild
card. Wait, what, Dave?
The Devils could sneak their way in there. I don't know how far back they are.
No, they can sneak in.
They're 5 points out, so we
can sneak in.
Not bad.
No, especially being in being all star break right now, they could make it.
As always, this has been the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. We've had on the show today David Mendoza. Dave, thank you for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Any quick final thoughts?
I have none. Maybe Blake Snell to the Yankees, as I said.
All right. Jimmy, thank you for joining us today. Any quick final thoughts?
Congratulations to all the coaches that got filled up this week. We got Dan Quinn that got to the Washington, the McDonald that got to Seattle. So every coach is filled now.
And then we got J Ram.
Yes.
Boo.
Any final thoughts, J Ram?
Yeah, Brock Purdy. 300-plus yards, 3-plus TDs.
MVP
of the Super Bowl with a Niners win.
All right, boys, this has been a pleasure. Next week we'll probably be in person. We're going to discuss the Super Bowl. I am going to confirm with John to see if he's joining us here. So that will be a fun and a – no, I think it's his foot.
That was his knee. I think it could be either or. Still part of the leg.
Yeah. As always, each episode is brought to you by Nicole and Dave. We'll see you guys next time.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
They're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
Feel like
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like it's just like people, even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things you can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Never been called on, like, by head coaches.